Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most important sounds in jungle and old school drum and bass, a snare that snaps, but still feels warm, worn, and a little bit gritty, like it's coming off a dusty warehouse system or a tape bounced loop. The goal here is not just to make the snare louder. The goal is to make it feel right inside the groove. In this style, the snare is the anchor. It has to cut through a busy break, sit with the kick and bass, and still sound like it belongs in that late 90s, ravey, old hardware world. We are going to use stock devices in Ableton Live 12, so you can follow this even if you're a beginner. The main tools are EQ8, saturator, drum bus, compressor or glue compressor, and hybrid reverb. We may also talk about a little extra texture with echo or chorus ensemble, but the core sound comes from simple, solid moves. First, pick a snare source that already has some life in it. A dry acoustic snare works well. So does a snare pulled from an old break, a 909 style snare, or even a layered one-shot that has both crack and body. If the snare is too modern and polished, that's fine, because we're going to dirty it up. But if it's super thin or clicky, you'll have to work harder to make it feel weighty. A good old-school DNB snare usually has some crack in the upper mids, somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz, a bit of body around 180 to 250 HE, and not too much messy low end underneath 100 HE. That gives you a strong starting point. Now let's clean it up a little with EQ8. Put EQ8 first in the chain. Start with a gentle high pass around 90 to 120 HE to get rid of low rumble and unnecessary mud. Then listen for boxiness. If the snare feels cloudy, try a small cut around 250 to 500 HE, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it feels harsh or pokey, ease down a little around 3 to 6 kHz. And if you need more snap, a tiny boost around 2 to 4 kHz can help it speak. Keep this subtle. We're not trying to fully sculpt the final tone yet. We're just making space for the processing that comes next. Next up, saturator. This is where the snare starts to get that warm tape-style thickness. Add saturator and start with a modest drive, maybe around plus 2 to plus 6 dB. Turn soft clip on, and try an analog-style curve if it suits the sound. Then match the output level so you're not fooled by simple loudness. This is a big teacher tip. Always gain stage every device. A lot of warmth in this kind of chain comes from how the signal is pushed and managed, not just from the effects themselves. If you don't level match, you can think something sounds better just because it's louder. What saturator gives you is harmonic density. The snare can feel louder without spiking as hard. It gets a little more attitude, a little more grime, and a little more of that bounce through hardware vibe. If the transient starts to disappear, back off the drive. If it still sounds too clean, push it a little harder. Small moves win here. Now add drum bus. This device is super useful for jungle snare character. Start with a little drive, maybe around 5 to 20%. Add just a touch of crunch if you want more edge, and nudge the transient up if the snare needs more pop. Usually for snare, keep boom low or off, because we're not trying to add sub weight here. We want punch, not mud. A good way to approach drum buses in stages. First, turn up the transient until the snare pops better. Then add a bit of drive. After that, if you want more warehouse dirt, blend in a little crunch. Don't overdo it. Too much drum bus can flatten the hit and make it sound fake. The sweet spot is when the snare feels more aggressive, but still alive. After that, bring in a compressor or glue compressor to glue everything together. For a standard compressor, try a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Set the attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and the release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You're usually aiming for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. That slower attack is important. It lets the transient get through, which keeps the snare punchy. The moderate release helps the hit stay lively instead of choking it. If you want a more old-school, cohesive feel, glue compressor is great too. Try a 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 ratio, around 10 ms attack, auto-release or something in the 0.1 to 0.3 second range, and use soft clip if available. Again, keep the gain reduction light, maybe 1 to 4 dB. If you've already pushed the saturator and drum bus hard, you'll usually need less compression. And if the snare still feels too spiky, compression can help smooth it without killing the snap. Now let's give it a real space, but keep it short and believable. That's where hybrid reverb comes in. In this style, you usually want a small room, ambience, or a short warehouse-like reflection, not a huge glossy hall. The snare should feel like it's in a concrete room, not floating in a giant wash. If you're using a return track, that's often the best option, because you can blend it more carefully. Set the decay short, maybe 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Use a little pre-delay, around 5 to 20 milliseconds, so the snare crack hits first before the rune comes in. And definitely filter the reverb. High pass it around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't cloud the mix, and low pass it if it gets too bright, maybe around 6 to 10 kHz. The key here is that the warehouse feel comes more from the reflection character than from length. If the reverb starts sounding obvious, shorten it first before lowering the volume. At this point, go back and refine the tone with EQ8 if needed. This is where you make the final polish moves. If the snare got harsh, ease down a little around 4 to 7 kHz. If it lost body, a tiny boost around 180 to 220 Hz can bring it back. If there's fizz or noise up top, a gentle high shelf reduction above 9 or 10 kHz can help. And if the reverb is making things muddy, clean up some low mids around 300 to 500 Hz. A lot of beginners try to make a snare perfect before processing, but in this style, it's often better to process first and to refine after. That gives you more control over the real result. If you want even more tape style character, the simple stock combo is saturator, glue compressor, EQ8, and drum bus. Tape usually rounds transients, adds thickness, smooths the highs a bit, and glues the sound together. You can fake that really well with gentle saturation, light compression, and a little top-end smoothing. You don't need a dedicated tape plugin to get close. You can also layer snares for a more classic jungle approach. One layer can be the transient layer, short and bright, just giving you the crack. The other layer can be the body and grit layer, lower, dirtier, and shorter. Keep the transient layer quieter, and let the body layer do most of the character work. Then group them and process them together. That combo can sound very natural in a full drum loop. And that brings up an important point. Always check the snare in context. A snare that sounds massive on its own might fight the kick or crowd the low mids once the break and bass come in. If it disappears in the mix, add a bit more presence in the mids. If it overwhelms everything, reduce body or saturation before you reach for more brightness. If it's too dry, add a little more short room. If it feels too modern, soften the top end and lean into the compression and grit. Here's a simple chain you can copy right now. EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus, then glue compressor, then a final EQ8. Start with a high pass around 100 Hz. Add about plus 3 dB of drive in saturator with soft clip on. Use a little transient lift and modest drive in drum bus. Then a light glue compressor setting with about 2 to 3 dB of reduction. And finish with EQ to shape any harshness or body issues. If you want ambience, send the snare to a small hybrid reverb return. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't over-distort the snare. Too much saturation can make it thin and fizzy instead of warm. Second, don't smash the transient with compression. If the attack gets flattened, you lose the whole DNB punch. Third, don't drown it in reverb. Old-school feel comes from short room character, not a giant wash. Fourth, don't make it too bright. A piercing snare gets tiring fast. And fifth, don't mix it soloed forever. Always test it against the kick, bass, and break. If you want a darker or heavier version, try parallel grit. Duplicate the snare or use a return track. Then hit that duplicate harder with saturator and compressor. Clean out the lows and some harsh highs with EQ, and blend it quietly under the main snare. That gives you extra attitude without losing the original attack. You can also create contrast across the arrangement. Make a drier, tighter version for verses or build-ups, and a dirtier, roomier version for the drop. Even if the pattern stays the same, the energy changes. That's a classic way to keep a track moving. If you want a quick practice exercise, load a dry snare into a drum rack, high pass it around 100 Hz. Cut a bit of mud if needed, drive it in saturator, add a bit of transient and drive in drum bus, compress lightly, and send a little signal to a small room reverb. Then compare it to the original in the full loop. Try making one version darker and one brighter and listen to which one cuts best. So the big takeaway is this. For a warm, tape-style warehouse snare in Ableton Live 12, use small, controlled moves. Clean it lightly, saturate it for harmonic weight, shape the snap with drum bus, glue it with compression, add a short room, and then refine the final tone in context. You're aiming for snap plus warmth, grit plus control, old-school character plus mix clarity. If you do it right, that snare won't just hit. It'll feel like it belongs in a smoky, heavy jungle set at 160 to 170 BPM. And that is the vibe.